Thousands applied, but only 50 amateur cooks have made it this far. They all now have a chance to change their lives forever.
My passion is cooking. I'm here to win at the end of the day.
They're heading for a cookery school in Yorkshire where chef Rosemary Schrager is going to put them through a grueling 5-day cooking trial. Rosemary wants to see who's got what it takes to win the big prize. The opportunity to train under a top Michelin-starred chef. So who will be at the top of the class at Rosemary Schrager's School for Cooks? 8 competitors are on their way to the cookery school, but only one of them will survive the week and go through to the next stage of the competition. At the end of each day, someone Rosemary feels isn't up to scratch will be sent home. Competition's cutthroat, but one thing is for sure. At the end of today's show, one of these contestants will not be cooking tomorrow. In the cookery school, chef Rosemary Schrager eagerly awaits her students' arrival. The students will be cooking from Rosemary's own recipes. It'll be a real test of their culinary skills. In a professional kitchen, chefs work in brigades or teams, so Rosemary splits the students into the green and purple teams to cook today's dishes. Cooking the starter for the green team is cattery owner Wendy, who feels this is her chance to fulfill a lifelong ambition. She's up against Andy, a jet-setting airline supervisor who feels it's time for a change. Their task is to turn out a tasty ham hock and chicken terrine, served with pear and cucumber salad and a spicy chili jam. To help Rosemary keep track of events in the kitchen, she has some extra eyes and ears in the form of Jilly, her regular assistant. The two starter cooks are approaching the challenge quite differently. While Andy has decided to start by making the chili jam, in contrast, Wendy is tackling the terrine first. The key to the terrine is gelatin, a clear and tasteless setting agent which is dissolved in hot chicken stock, then left to cool, ready to use later. The recipe also requires 2 chicken breasts, which means the students have to butcher a bird. At the other end of the kitchen, Wendy still hasn't started her chili jam and has only just begun preparing her chicken.